Hello, friends. Here we are once again. It is time for our Conversations with Oscar with your hosts,
Crystal,
Anna,
and Joy. Here we go. This episode is about Marriage Story. It's not.
She's very excited.
There goes the spa-like intro.
Hi.
I can be meditative when I want to.
Welcome to the spa.
Welcome to my home. Okay. It is nominated for Best Original Screenplay, Best Score, Best Supporting Actress, Laura Dern, Best Actress, Scarlett Johansson, Best Actor, Adam Driver. Anna, don't make me laugh.
I'm sorry.
And Best Picture, obviously, because we're talking about it. So Marriage Story, it's a story about a marriage.
More about a divorce,
it's
actually.
More about it, yeah.
Yeah.
More about the so dissolution the, of know. A marriage.
Okay, so initial yeah. thoughts.
Wait, did you are like we it? Synopsising?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to do that? Okay, never mind. No, no. It doesn't matter.
We just talked about it. It's dissolution.
I can read the one online real quick.
Yeah, if you want to. Sure. You're the synopsis queen. So is that a word? Synopsis queen.
Synopsis.
Didn't bring my notebook. I'm so unprepared.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
Apologies.
You're okay.
We talk about
they didn't know back to you.
This is just what IMDb says. Noah Baumbach's incisive and compassionate look at a marriage breaking up and a family staying together.
Okay. Noah Baumbach did this. His last name makes me laugh all the time. Every time someone says it, it makes me giggle.
Did you guys ever read The Westing Game?
I don't know.
Game?
It's funny.
What?
Did you guys ever read The Westing Game?
No.
I don't read books. You know that.
It's an elementary school book. And there's a character in there named... her name is escaping me, but it's Mrs. Baumbach. And at one point in the book, there's bombs happening in the apartments. And so the little girl goes around going, I can't remember her first name, something Baumbach, and
shit,
emphasizing the bomb. And so every time awful. I hear his name, I think of Baumbach.
What an interesting reference that was. If you got that,
I love that.
Listeners, please shout us out on Twitter.
Please let Anna know.
My friends and I loved that book. For fifth grade, one of my friends, her cousin worked at the Gaylord. So we went to stay for her birthday. And I brought my camcorder so we could make a Westing Game movie.
That's adorable.
That's adorable.
Which we never did, but.
Sad. I wish we had that footage now.
Wow, Oscar
winning. I would love to see it. I bet it'd be as good as Marriage Story.
Oh, is that an insult or a compliment?
Thank you.
I mean, she'd be Oscar nominated.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
There you go.
You're welcome.
You. So initial thoughts. Did you like it, love it, hate it? It was just okay.
It was fine.
Yeah, same. It was fine.
It was fine. It wasn't the worst. It wasn't the best. It was just there.
It was a lot less heartbreaking than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, I was like prepared for to like, I was like, prepared to be emotionally shattered.
Yeah.
Yet, I think only like two, like maybe like one part actually like got me. The rest of it was just like happening.
It came out during the holiday season, and that's
a terrible holiday movie.
It's around the time my parents split up a few years ago. So I was like, I cannot watch this movie right now. It is the holidays. It's already a hard time for me. Yeah. I am not prepared for this. Mm-hmm. So I waited until like 2 weeks ago to watch it. But I would have been okay watching it. Before.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Quick. Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago we were at dinner and Crystal was like, did you cry? And I was like, yeah, twice. She goes, oh, I think I know what where. So now okay. I want to know.
Okay, and what the very end when he's reading the letter. Did you cry at that?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's funny. Then when he was singing.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's like they know me or something.
I love
but
you,
that's
Anna.
Like one it's of like my we favorite know what you Sondheim love.
First of all, that song is beautiful.
No, that song was gorgeous.
It's a beautiful song.
It's one of my favorite Sondheim songs.
It's
very beautiful. I obviously I'll don't know the that. Sondheim song book. Sondheim song book.
You want to learn.
I'm sure it has great stuff in it.
Let's change this podcast episode instead
to a
of
Sondheim episode.
Let me teach you guys about Sondheim instead of talking about Marriage Story.
Sure.
What musical is that from?
Company.
Company. Okay.
Which is coming
back. I thought you said. Oh, no. The one you've talked about is Carousel, right?
No. I love Carousel, but that's not.
Not Sondheim.
Sondheim.
Okay.
It's weird. I knew it was Sondheim, but I didn't know what musical it was.
It's from Company, which is coming back to Broadway this year, but they're gender swapping it. So it's about this guy named Bobby turning 35 and realizing that he doesn't
I remember you told me that.
He's alone. He doesn't have a partner in life.
Oh, hell. This is too old. Jesus.
And
Mary.
So it's about his birthday and him going to see all his friends and seeing where they're at in their lives. But they're switching it to it's going to be a woman.
It's going to be too real.
And there's, instead of like a heterosexual couple, there's going to be a homosexual couple. And like, it's going to be more
updated
of today.
Is it making me want to cry? And you're just talking about it?
Very excited.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
It's a beautiful musical.
Anyways, happy times. My, I love that. Okay, the opening, the first line that stood out to me was, what's his name?
Charlie.
When Charlie's talking about, what's her name? Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson. The tree. When Charlie's talking about the tree, he's narrating.
Nicole.
Yeah. He's narrating and he says, she's such a great dancer. Cuts to her being a terrible dancer. When she's just like, And I was like, this is the worst fucking dancing I've ever seen. I literally, because I knew this was not going to be my favorite thing ever. I prepared myself mentally to like blank it out and like be honest and neutral and like be fair. But that line came out and her dancing after that came out and I like lost it. I was laughing so hard. So I was like,
were you like, is this a comedy?
I was like, I thought it was.
I
was taking it seriously until that happened.
I saw that GIF so many times that at that point I was just like, yeah, we know she's a white girl dancing. I mean, I couldn't do any better.
Well,
so
he's a white guy, so maybe he thinks that's good dancing.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a woman of color in his life.
He also means it in that,
that's
like, she's an actress, so she can remember dance well.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Putting a spin on it.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
She can act like she's a good dancer?
I mean, who knows what they were listening to? Maybe if she's at a club, she, like, gets down.
The fact that you just said gets down and her... That's actually probably
your eyes wide like that. Yeah, gets down.
So it had a bunch of great actors that I didn't realize were going to be in here. I know Laura Dern and Ray Liotta. Is that
Ray
his
Liotta?
Name?
Ray Liotta.
Alan Ida. I love Alan Ida. Alda.
Me too.
His name. I grew up watching MASH.
Yeah.
So I remember him from that. And then Wallace Shawn being like in the theater company was so cute.
I didn't realize that because this mimics his real life marriage, Noah Baumbach, to Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that the affair he had was with Greta Gerwig.
Wait, what?
The drama.
The woman he slept with during their marriage was Greta Gerwig.
Oh, no.
I know.
So that totally changes everything.
A little different and I don't like it.
I mean, they're still together and they have a kid now.
That doesn't justify cheating. Sorry.
I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, I read that and I was like, I didn't.
That makes my stomach hurt.
I didn't know that. I realized it was like close together, but it didn't like click in my head like, oh, that was.
I didn't know it was that close together. I didn't know how, because I don't know anything
about
him.
That's what IMDb trivia
is. I just read it.
Anyway, I don't know how accurate that always is.
Because that's like user uploaded, so I'm going to blame it
on
some.
Exactly.
Someone's trying to start something on it, IMDb.
They like a drama. They like to see the drama.
They
love to see it.
Speaking of the IMDb trauma.
We are not going into our trauma right now, girl.
Trauma. No. Trivia. The first one is about the Being Alive song, and it says three movies that were released theatrically in 2019 have a Stephen Sondheim song in them. Marriage Story has Being Alive. Knives Out has Losing My Mind, which I had no idea that was there, and I lost my shit. And I was like, that's one of my
favorites.
You lost your mind. And then I just learned that there's one in The Joker.
Oh.
He sings another really great one.
Interesting. I want to know your reaction once we get there.
Now there's something to look forward to, but also like
well, now
so
you
I
have
liked,
to watch it.
I liked all the long takes of this movie. I think I've said before that I long takes to me force the actors to like be on it, you know. They have to act and they can't. A lot of cutting in movies kind of gets on my nerves because I feel like it I don't know, the cohesiveness of long takes is what I like. Mm-hmm. So I liked that.
It's like watching a scene in a play.
Yeah, and we were just saying this earlier, like it was written and staged like a play.
Because that's where he started out was
right in theater.
So that makes sense.
So it makes sense to the kind of films that he's making and the way that he shoots it, I feel like it would have been more successful as a play. I feel like as a film, you kind of lose it a little bit. Because everything else, the atmosphere, the environment seems to kind of like take over. And I think for me, that is mostly due to the music, to the score. So the score in this, I feel like, Chris is getting ready. Chris popping her knuckles, doing a thing. She's getting the earrings off. Yeah. So obviously I'm not the score expert. Crystal is. But this to me, I know that they were using cell phones and whatever, but it really, the score made it feel like it was in the 70s or like 60s or 70s.
I had a hard time placing the time period.
Yeah.
For the first couple minutes, because I know the 90s are having like a big moment right now.
Right.
But her haircut just felt like it was in the 90s more than it was a throwback to the 90s. And a lot of her wardrobe was. So that like threw me off for a minute. And then I saw a cell phone and I was like, okay, I guess we're in.
See, and it like time wise, it just doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like with a film, obviously you've only got 2 hours. So like you need to establish your setting, your environment, all of those things. And it wasn't established. It just kind of like, it wasn't sure. Like it feels like he's trying to emulate a style from back then of like a director that he really respects. So he's like wanting to do that kind of style. Not that I know anything about him and who he likes or whatever, but the music was so like off-putting to me. I was like, I'm trying to watch this movie, this drama about these two people, but then I have this music and it's like really throwing it back, and I felt like it didn't match up with what was happening. It really took me out of it.
To be honest, I really don't remember the music, and maybe that's also something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like it didn't stick out to me.
It was just because like I really tried to like focus and really be fair and neutral to this thing. So I was just like, I can't even pay attention to the performances because the music is so like distracting to me.
Go off, sis. Okay. So I like Anna, I didn't notice it during the watching. I was trying to just focus on the writing and the script and the acting and all that. So I listened to the actual score afterwards, and I was literally cringing. I hated it, actually.
Really?
It doesn't fit with the movie. It's so cheesy, and it's like after school special to me.
Well, and I think I hear the name Randy Newman. It's Randy Newman, right?
Yeah.
And I think Toy Story,
right?
Yeah. He did Up, which is like, well, he's done a lot of them. Oh, but like, I think of Up compared to this one because it sounds very similar. And it's like nostalgic, but in an annoying way. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. Up felt nostalgic, but like in a sweet way. This felt
like it felt
dated and old and boring.
Because, like, I feel with Up, it matched the story, but with this, it didn't match the story.
It was just too cartoony, and I borderline hated it. And so when I saw that it was nominated for Best Score, I was like, what? This over Uncut Gems? How dare you?
Oh, my God. That was Get a trip. Out. That was literally a trip. I feel like because it was a drama, and it was, like, so, like, almost like a character study because you're so close with these people.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're good. You're so close with these people. I felt like it should have been a different, like, I don't know if it's like a different tempo or a different like style of music. I don't know. It felt too like uppity.
It's because he was doing a lot of higher notes. He needed to be more in the bass notes, in the baritone, to emphasize to me like meaning and just. Because when you're up here, you think of like high and happy and light. And down here, it's more like
the drama.
Gritty, and you feel it in your gut. And like that, especially those scenes where they're like arguing, like you're supposed to feel what they're feeling. And I just like they argue. And then the next thing was like, doo, 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 doo. And I was like, this is so weird. I hate this. Ugh. I'm sorry. I just really didn't like it.
Switching over to like the argument scene, which got so much praise. Everyone was talking about, like, it was all 100% scripted, and none of that was improvised. And I was like, that's their fucking job.
It's literally they're actors. Are you new to acting?
If they were on the stage, if they were doing this as a play, they'd have to do it
that way. If it was improvised, it would be way more impressive.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, can you believe that it was 100% scripted? I'm like,
can you believe they did their job?
Wow, they memorized lines?
Wow.
There was a script to this movie?
Yeah. Like, what?
Bizarre.
I thought that was so stupid. People were praising it for, like, that, and I just... all over Twitter. And
that is
like,
literally like the bare minimum that they, as an actor, you can do. Like, but you memorize your lines. Great.
Congratulations. Now emote.
Right. Exactly. Right.
But I definitely
speaking of emoting.
I definitely walked away from this movie going, this was Adam Driver's movie.
Oh yeah. He's such a great actor. Like he is great. I feel okay. So we're going to go back to that argument scene. He's great in that. And he's actually great in all of it. And Scarlett Johansson, I actually like her. She just needs to shut up. Other than that, she's fine.
In real life, she needs to shut up.
She just needs to act and never talk. Like, only talk when you're reading a script, please. Because I can't. Everything you say is stupid and you. Just shut up. Just shut up and act. Anyways, I'm sorry.
Shut up and act.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So I like her, but she's problematic. So she. And I think she's a fine actress. And so when she was in her scenes with her mom, Laura Dern, whatever, even that scene where she's with Laura Dern and she's like meeting her for the first time, mm-hmm. she's telling her stuff, putting on the chapstick, going into the bathroom. She felt very comfortable. All that was really good.
I'm just holding on to it so I don't forget.
Okay. go ahead.
Fuck.
The no, no, scene, no, come back, come back, come back.
No, 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 I got it. The scene where she's, I was going to call her Renata.
She
bitch,
basically
this
is
a problem. We'll I get mean, to that. And we'll table that conversation for a second.
Yeah. When she was with Laura Dern and she was like, so tell me about it. It felt like a complete shift change. Like, she was just like, you know, talking to her. And she was like, so tell me about your story or tell me what happened. And she's like, jumps up and starts telling the story and it's all choreographed. And she goes to the bathroom and does her thing, comes over there and starts eating a cookie. It felt like too
rehearsed.
Yeah. Too scripted.
It wasn't natural enough.
No.
It was too choreographed. That's the perfect word.
Here. Yeah. And again, like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut
no,
you.
No. And I think that's kind of one of those points where we're like, that would have worked better if it were on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because on stage, you don't want to sit. You don't want to watch two people sitting on a couch talking, mm-hmm. you know. But I feel like maybe she's had a little bit more energy when she was sitting on the couch and talking.
Or just in general.
And then she got up to do what she was doing. It would have made more sense. But I was like, it just kind of like took me out of the moment because I was like, whoa, she just like
and something
woke up.
Yeah, and something to me felt weird about that scene, and I think that's what it was.
I think it was his way of showing like she's comfortable now with her, so she's gonna like sit on the couch.
But it was like such an obvious thing, and I have some notes about this later. I feel like it's too obvious, it's too cheesy, it's too like stereotypical, the choices that Noah Baumbach is making for this story. Like, oh, she feels comfortable. So now she's going to run around and like, she, you know, is going to move around the office because, like, this is, like, her space. This is her home, whatever. Or when we get to the fight scene, oh, he's so angry. So he's going to punch a wall. Like, that is, like,
typical male anger.
Yeah. And so I feel like some of the choices he made were so, it could have been so much more dynamic, but it just, like, falls flat because it just feels like the it's just, like, film 101.
Like a student film? Is that what you feel like it's like?
I mean, I've seen student films and some of them are better than
actually,
this.
Actually, you're right.
I saw a tweet that was like, a white man can write and direct a simple, quiet story about family life and get nominated.
Yeah.
But an Asian woman can't do the same.
That is disgusting.
Because it was
the
still
farewell.
It was still domestic and like, it was an intimate family story.
It was quiet. It was simple. There wasn't anything major. There was no like
no one
cancer diagnosis. There was no one dying. There was no going off to war or anything.
It was like, very low stakes.
It's just a very simple
but
human
it was,
story.
Yeah, it's more like a character. Like, it just, you're focusing on the character.
Yeah,
that's what it was. So
wait, Crystal has
you Crystal thought,
we
Crystal
went
thought.
All the way over.
Crystal
okay
thought.
So back to the fight scene, because I was talking about it and then I didn't want to. Okay, so just in general, Scarlett Johansson, I like her. But anyways, so when she's acting along everyone else, she's okay. But when it gets with Adam Driver, that's when I notice that she's not up to par with him. That's when I notice that she's very not as great as I thought she was and as everyone is saying she is. Like, I feel like that also, and I kind of figured out why I didn't like them as a couple, is because there's no chemistry between the two, I feel. And I feel like there's no passion with them. So when they're fighting, it just feels like two people yelling at each other and not like people who have spent years together building a family, building a life in New York, having all these like shared experiences. It just felt like almost like two coworkers talking. It was very non-passion filled conversation. I've seen marriage movies where couples are arguing and it's far more passionate than that. So it just felt like meh, you know?
Yeah, it was a little anticlimactic because I'm like, the story's like building up to them like finalizing their divorce and figuring out like where they're gonna live and who the kids can stay with and all of that. And then like when you get to their most heightened emotions, it's still not even like at 100%. It's like at 50%. Like they're not all the way there. Which, and I totally think that, sorry, go ahead.
No.
I totally think that Adam Driver's a really great actor. I feel like there just wasn't a lot for him to do. I feel like, unfortunately, he was kind of wasted in this movie because he has quite a bit of talent. And I saw it like here and there where it was utilized. And I feel like it's one of those things where like he can only do so much because this is a script that he was dealt. So he's trying, but I don't feel like it went all the way there.
I really loved that scene where he cuts himself and then he like falls to the floor and like all of that, like
that his was conversation
with her and like getting her out the door and he's like bleeding all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then he's like trying to clean himself up, like just watching him kind of like crumble.
Yeah.
I thought was really great. He's a really good face actor.
Yeah, which I appreciate. And I love that was that close up where he's like laying on the floor. It was beautiful and he did great. It's just like,
no, I agree with you.
There was no like, it felt like it was supposed to build to something because
this should have been a play.
Yeah. And just the like,
yeah,
I mean, we all took like, well, most people took like sixth grade English. And so like, you know, like the beginning, the middle and the end of a story, you know, there's like a plot, you know, there's a climax, you know, there's like a,
basic story structure,
a denouement, like an ending, like a come down. Like it just, it was
fancy educated words.
Ooh, someone went to college.
I speak French. No, so like it was when it gets to their fight and everyone was like, don't watch this. So I tried not to watch the fight scene whenever it was popping up on Twitter everywhere. I was like, okay, I'm not going to watch it. Because again, I already my preconceived notions are really easy to get to. But I want to watch it without thinking about that. So I didn't watch it until I got to this because I was like, people's explanation was just wait till you watch it with a movie because it'll make more sense. You can't just watch it like out of context. So I did. And then it felt like I was like waiting for something to happen, like something to like trigger something. And I was just like, these two people are just like yelling at each other.
I think what shocked most people and what got them on board with it was the whole, I wish you were dead, because that was such a, thing to say.
Yeah. First of all, like, I don't care like what kind of, how long you've been together or how long you've been married or how long you've been arguing with each other. But when you get to the point of saying, I wish you were dead, or like physically throwing something or like punching a wall, that's a line you don't cross. Personally, I think that's a line you don't cross. Once you're there, like, you got to get out. Bye. I don't care if that feeling has never been seen anywhere else, or if they never shared that anywhere else. But like, once you get to there, there's a red flag. You got to go. Going back to the acting, run around to Scarlett Johansson. So I may have shared my feelings before how I feel about Scarlett Johansson. And they're not the most positive feelings. But I've gone back and I looked at her. I've looked at her filmography. And I realized there is stuff that I really like her in.
Yeah.
But the stuff that I really like her in is, it's like a character. It's not anything modern. It's not anything like a normal person. So I watched Girl with the Pearl Earring way long time ago when that first came out. It was like Colin Firth.
I forgot that was her. I never watched it. But
she was, from what I remember, she was really great in it. And like, even her face acting like worked, and her weird squinty thing like worked for the film, because a lot of it, I mean, it's about the painting of the girl with the pearl earring. So it's a lot of like close ups on her and everything. And it's just like her and Colin Firth in a room. And it was really interesting. And I felt like she could hold up her own to Colin Firth. And then I've seen her in Don John, which was with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
And she played a character. It was nothing like she was
like over the top. Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot. And I really enjoyed her. Like, I thought she was funny and I thought she was great and it was entertaining. But like her trying to play a semblance of like a normal character just like falls flat. I don't think that she has the, I don't know if it's like the depth enough to do that, because some people do really well when you have to go over the top. And then some people,
they don't do well when you have to
be close up, just like naked and bare and like raw. Yeah. I don't think she's natural enough to do that.
Question. In Girl with the Pearl Earring, did she have a good accent?
Oh, shit. I can't remember.
Because the other Boleyn girl, her accent was atrocious.
Oh, my God.
Well, I rewatched that like a few months ago.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, girl.
I feel like if I don't remember her accent, it probably wasn't that bad. But she didn't have a lot of lines in that, a lot of dialogue in that movie.
That probably helped.
Because she was considered like the help. And so she was one of the like servants for the painter's house.
Right.
And that's the whole like drama that he's painting her. So it was a lot of her like standing back and like reacting to things going on rather than her like conversing with someone. And even when it was like her time to shine, it wasn't a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, I don't hate her. I think she's fine. I just don't think she's all that.
Yeah.
I don't think she's what everyone makes her out to be.
I don't think she's deserving of 2 Oscar nominations in one season.
We will get there.
Wow. I'm gonna talk about it.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so we haven't seen Jojo Rabbit, that's what I'm saying.
It makes me mad that she's nominated for 2 and everybody's talking about it, but so is Cynthia Erivo. She's nominated for Best Actress and Best Song, and no one's talking about that.
I think Mary J. Blige did that last year, too, right?
Yeah, with Mudbound and the song. Yeah.
Yeah. The year before?
And then Lady Gaga last year, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
So yeah. Is it because it's not 2 acting awards that it's not as special? I don't know.
Because when Mary J. Blige did it, I feel like people brought that up in the interviews that I saw of her. And they brought up both of
maybe
them.
Maybe I'm just not seeing them talking about Cynthia Erivo. You know what's weird?
People like Cynthia Erivo. I don't really know why, though.
She's too fabulous. Great. She's too amazing.
Like, did something happen? Did she say something? I don't understand, because I feel like a lot of these things, she's like accomplishing things and she's protesting or she's like taking a stand and like no one talks about it. And it's so weird.
They're just like shutting her out of everything for whatever reason.
I kind of want to look into this because it feels like they don't like her. And
like
I don't
a personal
know,
attack.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
She is magnificent.
Please, listeners, tell me if there's a reason.
Oh, my God. I don't know which one of you, or maybe I sent it to you guys on Instagram. She performed something.
Oh yeah,
with she was sitting next to like a bar store or whatever, and I was just like,
oh yeah,
ma'am, this is just like phone recorded quality, and you're blowing my ears away. This is amazing. I love you.
I mean, she was great.
I'm
Widows.
Here for you forever. Yes, she was.
Oh, I saw
she
was that.
Girl. Oh my God.
She was
buff
as hell.
Viola Davis.
I know.
Cynthia Erivo. DeBecky. Stab me. Stab me, please. Wow.
My favorite part of this movie is Merritt Weaver. I love her so much. All that she was in it very little, but she is the
best. A scene stealer.
That like nervous, like jumpy energy. I was like,
it was
girl,
so perfect.
I feel you.
They're going back and forth. It's like, I don't. Okay, let me just practice. Like all that was so
let
great.
Me rehearse, yeah.
Love her. Love her. Love her. So what do you think about Laura Dern for Best Supporting Actress? What's the thoughts there? I think, honestly, it's a shame that Ray Liotta isn't getting as much accolades as her, because he's just as good. He's the male counterpart to her in those scenes. The scene where they're in the courtroom, it's just them talking and like, it's just one after another. It's great. Ray Liotta is fantastic, and why he's not nominated is a shame.
That's so funny that you bring that up, because I think that Ray Liotta and Laura Dern had more chemistry than Adam Driver.
Girl,
and Scarlett
they
Johansson.
Did. When they were fighting, I was like, ooh.
I'm interested. I want to see that movie. I want to see that courtroom.
I
want to
see that marriage story.
Apparently, Laura Dern is based off the real. The lawyer who divorced Scarlett Johansson and divorced Noah Baumbach and Jennifer Jason Leigh. Which makes me wonder if she's done a lot of celebrity divorces, which is why everyone's like, oh, she nailed her.
You know what? Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think Laura Dern is fantastic.
No, we love her.
We love her. She did a great job.
I love her.
Did she do a better job than Florence Pugh in Little Women?
No.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. Like, Laura Dern is great, but it's the same thing. So like,
which is why it's so funny that you almost called her Renata, because it was basically a very similar character.
Yeah, just
I feel like
turned down a little.
I feel like this character could have said the line, I will not be rich, and it still would be in character. It would still work. And so the problem becomes that, like, why are you rewarding someone who's doing the same thing and
thank you
not rewarding someone who's doing something original and different and interesting?
Yeah, because, okay, who else is nominated? I have not seen Richard Jewell.
She took Jennifer Lopez's spot.
Crystal says she took Jennifer Lawrence's. Jennifer Lawrence. Why do I keep going? It's the JL's. Jennifer Lopez's fault. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, like I, she did fine. She didn't do great. I mean, I'll talk about this more when we get to it, but I'm glad she got nominated over Margot Robbie getting a second nomination.
What do you mean Margot Robbie's nominated?
Oh, for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I'll talk about that more when we get there.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that. I don't know.
Which, okay, can the Oscars double nominate in the same category like the BAFTAs can?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I don't know the specifics of that. We're going to figure that out. I'll figure that out once we get to the other movie. I just...
It's a shame because we love her a lot.
I love her. But and I've loved her for so long. I loved her since Jurassic Park. Come on.
Yeah.
Like...
I think it's because I honestly think if JL had been in this category, then it would have been a race. But because Laura Dern's won everything and the whole angle of the divorce lawyer thing, now that I know that, makes all the sense.
I would have preferred her to be nominated for Little Women.
That's what I said.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Because it was a little bit more different.
It's different.
It wasn't the same thing, but it still was like, it was vulnerable without being like weak. It was like,
it was a strong performance.
It was a strong
what
performance.
Little she was given.
Like yeah.
A
yeah.
And like, this is what we talked about last year with when we were talking about supporting and Regina King and all of that. If you're a supporting character, you're there to support the main leads.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you are going to make the most of the time that you're given. You're going to
be the star of
every,
that scene.
Every ounce of acting into that. Like, you're really going to do it. But. Here we are.
You know, I just thought about that fight scene. I feel like that's going to be used in like acting classes.
Ew.
From in the future.
That's garbage.
Do you know what I mean? Like we're going to perform a monologue for this play. Well, are we going to be performing the fight scene from Marriage Story? Like, that's what it feels like it's going to be like.
I just like had an image of that.
Right? Can you see it?
In a little black box theater.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to read the. Oh my God. So many people are going to use this for auditions.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Yeah. I can't hear, so.
People are going to read their opening letter monologues.
Yes. Or the ending one, even. Yeah.
It's the same as the...
No, I know, but, like, the Adam Driver doing it dramatically.
Also, another thing about that fight, I feel like they could have... Because, personally, to me, communication is very important in any relationship that you have. Marriage, friendship, whatever. So, I feel like if they had that argument maybe years before, that they actually could have worked it out. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like there was really no... my problem with this... Okay.
I know. I want to say something similar, but I feel like I can't.
I'm not someone, personally, who is in favor of passive people. I cannot handle people who can't step up to the plate when they need to. And I think that's my biggest issue with Adam Driver's character, Charlie, and Nicole. Because they're just too passive. Two passive people, and I don't know.
Here's what I wanted to say, and I feel like bad for saying it, but she went along with this.
Yeah.
I'm getting some excited points at me.
Sorry.
She's the one that accepted this lifestyle and did not challenge him. She did not say, I don't appreciate this, I don't like this, I don't want this. So how was he supposed to know that there was something wrong? So that time when he's questioning, like, of course we're moving back to New York. I don't know why we're not going to, why are we moving to Los Angeles? He has no reason to believe that their life is going to change.
Exactly.
Because the entire time, since the beginning, and I also felt shitty for this. I felt shitty for this because I was like,
I didn't feel shitty at all.
A man has a reason? What is this? A man made a point? Where?
Because she's valid in feeling what she's feeling.
Absolutely.
Also,
because
like,
she feels like really alone, and she feels like she's always playing second fiddle to him. But she puts herself second, and she doesn't voice her opinions because she's a passive person. Because
I hate
passive people. Even though they were trying to like and the bad thing is that, like, when you've married someone and when you love someone and then you divorce someone, like, all the intimate things that you knew beforehand,
it's their ammo.
They whatever was positives before, now they're negatives.
Right.
So she was always, like, so accommodating to him, and now he's telling her, like, you always went along with it because you're not a leader. You're a follower. You just wanted someone to follow. But he's also right. Yeah. He's right, because, like, she, maybe if she said it a couple times, maybe if she fought for it a little bit harder, and it's not like, I would feel different. Oh, I feel so gross saying this. I would feel differently if, like, he was a really shitty, bad, terrible husband. Yeah,
right. He wasn't, though. He was a good dad.
Other than the cheating part, like, he was fine. But he was fine.
Not to justify it, but he did say, like, that was when things were falling apart. Like, right. Things were ending.
I don't like when he was like, you should be happy I didn't do anything. I hate that. Like, I'm not going to applaud you for
that too.
I hate that. You're mad that I had a laugh with her.
The bare minimum for you to do when you're with someone is not cheat on them. That's the bare minimum. Emotionally or physically.
Excuse me?
Bare minimum. So, like, you're being like, oh, you should applaud me for not doing this.
No, but I felt like her only ammo was, you said we would stay in LA for a while. But then he was like, but that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you should have said, no, I really need to go to LA for a while. Can we make it work? Like, she should have fought for that.
She should have put her foot down. She didn't put any feet down. No. So then it crumbled. And she's like, oh, okay. Because she was comfortable. She was not, she's not strong enough to stand up to him. And he was comfortable with being the leader in that.
Yeah.
He's the leader. She's the follower. And that's how it worked. And because she all of a sudden woke up and wasn't happy, she was like, oh, okay, well, it's his fault.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in some parts, but it definitely was her fault as well. I think it was equal to me.
I think the only thing that this movie did right is really to show, at least from what I saw, that they both had errors. They both failed this marriage. It wasn't just one of them or the other. They both did things that were not great.
I think it should be noted that, like, none of us are married.
Yeah, so, like,
or in relationships. So, like, what the hell do we know? But I think personally, I feel like in any relationship, it's never one person's fault. Never. Because maybe it may start out as one person's fault, but that action causes them to do this, that causes them to do that, vice versa, goes back and forth. So,
which is why, as cheesy as it is, communication is everything.
It's not cheesy. It's important. People tell you all the time, please talk to people. Please.
So, like, my God. I know I've talked about this a million times. So I work at a bridal shop. So whenever I have people that come in and they've been married, like, they're like, I'm celebrating my anniversary. It's like 40, 50 years. I always ask them. I was like, okay, legitimately, give me some advice.
That's cute.
How did you make it to there?
I love that.
And they're like, talk to them.
Yeah.
Communicate with them. If you feel angry towards them, tell them. And then talk about it.
Yeah, like, arguing is not a bad thing, everybody. It's not. It's how you get through your issues. It's how you grow as a partnership. It's how you grow as a person.
It's not necessarily even arguing. It's just, like, when you argue, you're a little more honest. You have a little less walls built up.
You're a little braver, too.
So you're more willing to say what's really on your mind, which people should do.
Which needs to happen.
So you can know each other and, like, and know what the other person
wants.
It's
scary to, like, voice your opinion, especially in a situation like that. But it's so needed, because otherwise, how are they going to know what you want if you don't tell them?
Right.
Like, again, I should follow my own advice, but that's beside the point.
We're not talking about us.
It's not therapy for these two. I just thought, like, they should have been talking way before this.
Yeah.
She just went from, like, nothing to divorce. Like, it was, like, 180.
Which is why he was so, like, caught off guard by it.
Wait, what?
He's like, I thought you were happy.
Divorce.
Yeah, and he's like, she's just working on the film and then she's going to come back.
Yeah.
Or on the show and then she's going to come back.
I think there's no, because, you know, everyone who talks, all the podcasts I've listened to have talked about, like, oh, who do you think won? Or whose side do you want? And to me, I'm on no one's side, because no one wins in a divorce. Nobody. Because hold on, I think I wrote something now. It says, there's no clear, winner in divorce. You know, it like became, it appears coinciding in a marriage as opposed to, like, one supporting the other. They, like, grew apart. They were two different people. And she just didn't know how to handle that, I think. And, like, maybe they weren't even really in love in the beginning. Maybe they weren't in love to begin with.
Maybe that's why we don't see any chemistry.
I mean,
or the other thing, I'm not married. I don't claim to know things about marriage, like, really, but I think that as a person on this planet, you should be growing and evolving for the entirety of your life. There's never a time that you have to like stop learning things or stop trying new things. And I feel like if you're married, you're making the commitment to not stay the same. You know, you're not going to be the same person in 10, 15, 20 years, but you're going to grow together. Are you willing to navigate those changes together?
That's why I say grow old together, you know? And that's because, yeah, you're not going to be the same person you was when you first met. That's just the way it is. I mean, none of us are that. And it's just, it's, I feel.
Truth.
I also, I mean, I know this is not what we're talking about, but this is another instance where these people could have been any race.
Any color.
Or any color. But whatever.
I do think. Okay, some positives now. I do think Adam Driver has a very good, sad, crying face.
He's got a very good, like,
yeah,
lonely, devastation face.
Yeah, he looks like he's sad and lonely
sad
almost
boy
all
crying.
The time.
Like, I just want to give him a hug and make it better.
Oh, okay.
Sad white boy. On the negatives now, I don't. Not about Adam Driver, sorry.
Wow.
Not about
One
Adam
good
Driver.
Thing. Back to the bad.
Back to the bad, but it's not about Adam Driver. It's about Scarlett Johansson. I don't believe her as a mom. I didn't believe her. Like, maybe she's not that she's not like maternal or anything, but she just, I did not feel the connection between her and her son.
I feel like they didn't play up that relationship as
no,
much.
No, they didn't.
No, because it was about the marriage. On, right, right.
But I also feel like it was more focused on Charlie's relationship with him.
Yes.
And navigating that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I kind of had something on, and then I was like, I don't want to go down there, so we're good.
So I read something that said the movie's head is with Scarlett Johansson's character, but the movie's heart is with Adam Driver's character.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Great. I like that.
Right. What else?
Back to mediocrity about this film. So about the choices being very basic, I saw this tweet about a New Yorker article. a tweet by at Faded Yoda. And it's that edit in the movie where Scarlett Johansson's facing one way and then it fades and Adam Driver's in the other side. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, that is the dumbest, easiest fade edit I've ever seen in my life. It's so obvious. It's so basic. And you know what it makes me think of? It makes me compare it back to The Favorite last year in the ending scene, wherever it's overlapping Olivia Colman's face and Emma Stone. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because it was weird and it made you feel like uncomfortable. And it was doing
it kept
something.
Doing it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this was just like the easiest, like, oh, we heard her side. Oh, we heard his side. Fade.
So I don't know if you guys know about this app. Crystal introduced it to me. It's called Letterboxd.
It's the best.
We're all on it.
Go follow us.
Yeah. But so it's where you like say that you've watched a movie and then you can review it.
It's social media for movie lovers, basically.
Yes. So I wrote a quick review for this after I watched it. And I said, it's not the most original story or told in a new and inventive way, but it's told truthfully and well, and Adam Driver is the star here.
What was my review? Hold on, let me look.
Because, I mean, this isn't a new story. We've heard and we've seen this. In a million different ways.
And it's not
TV,
innovative
in
the way
books,
to see it.
In movies, in real life.
It was basic.
It was just a simple story, which I'm not against. I love a good, simple, quiet movie. But there was nothing inventive about this. And the fact that it's getting so much love and attention bothers me.
Do we just have better taste than everyone else? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I think so. Is everyone else basic? Because
we've seen real cinema.
I think people just love Noah Baumbach and they love
Hollywood
Scarlett Johansson.
Loves itself too because it's Driver. About actors doing stuff.
That's true. Hollywood always, Hollywood is always after
itself. Their favorite divorce lawyer. I mean,
yeah. After you said that, I was like, yeah, that makes all the sense.
Well, now we know why it's here.
Thank you,
Anna, for your research.
You're welcome. I think that's what bothers me the most is that so many things got left out. The fact that Greta didn't get a nomination for directing Little Women over this frustrates me. And the fact that The Farewell, which I still haven't seen, but I know has got more flavor than this.
Because it got original screenplay. How?
There's nothing original.
I don't understand why.
I would like to see the screenplay. I would like to read the screenplay. And I think that's what I like. I really want to do
that.
Well,
it was word for word what they said, so.
What?
It was word for word what they performed, so you already know what the screenplay is.
You just type it out as you. As
basically. Watch. I'll just. It's dictating it to me, and I'm typing it. I just. It's basicness.
You know what I just thought about? So Adam Driver was nominated for BlacKkKlansman last year, right? Was last year?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
He also plays like a quiet character, like to himself, and in that movie he was way more dynamic than this movie.
Well, I mean, I feel like he definitely had more to do in that movie.
Well, that's
there
true.
Was more going on there, and it's just I don't know.
Also, when I see movies like this, I think, and again, I'm not a professional actress, but I think I could do that. I think like I can scream and yell and punch a wall. Like I just did it earlier. Like
screaming
I can...
is not acting. Screaming is not acting.
Okay, so let me just be clear about that. Before you came over to record.
Oh, when you were dying?
We were talking about the movie Revolutionary Road. I don't know why.
That's
no, because you were making notes about stuff. And so I was like, remind me this for the podcast.
It is. Okay.
Remind me this.
Yeah. Remember. So have you ever seen the movie Revolutionary Road?
Yes.
Okay. I've only seen like the first part of it.
How do you feel about it?
So oof. It's been a long time, but I remember being so excited that they were doing another movie together and then just being devastated.
So I had only seen up until, I don't know when. So I didn't see the last scene where they fight, like when they're screaming
in the house.
At each other. And so I watched it and I was like, wow, comparatively, that works because there's passion, there's chemistry. And he's yelling, but he's also quiet in moments. So he's like, rah, 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 and then he's like in like inverted. So he's like yelling at her, but then he's like, quiet and it's
and like
the
his
levels
body
of
language.
The sound are really great. Yes.
You can feel the tension in his body as he's contracting himself.
Also with Kate Winslet, like I know this is not a podcast about that movie, but like Kate Winslet, when he's telling her, he's like, I wish you would have got rid of it or whatever, and she's backing up against the wall, and in her face she's like scared but also like, come at me bitch, like she's ready but also like no at the same time. Like what she's giving in her eyes is fantastic. And so I watched that and that's when I realized that Adam Driver's character and Scarlett Johansson's character are way too passive for me. That's why it feels like anticlimactic, like you said. There's just no passion there.
And the reason why I brought that up when we were talking was that in the reviews of Marriage Story that I had seen, a lot of people had like cited that scene in the movie as like, this is a quality acting, people acting at each other scene.
I need to rewatch it.
Also, that scene where they're fighting outside the car, the sound editing in that is fantastic because there's like the greenhouse effect of the cars coming in and out. Like, oh, we're going to like link a video to that scene because it's fantastic.
And there was fantastic. And it was just like, it was like 2 minutes and they're amazing. Yeah. They're amazing. Kate Winslet's
they have such chemistry.
They do. Yeah. And they do. And I feel like that's what was like lacking. Like
the passion.
Yeah.
The passion. Yeah.
There was no
with passion.
There was no like feeling there. Like the words were saying that there was feeling, but it wasn't showing it in the acting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It felt disconnected to me.
That's fair.
Quick note on Adam Driver. He's in this movie that came out last year called The Dead Don't Die. It's like a zombie movie.
Oh.
And it looks really silly and ridiculous. And he looks silly and ridiculous in it. So I'm kind of interested to watch it. I was going to watch it during my October movies. But I was like, this looks more like a comedy horror. And I want like a horror. But it's got like Bill Murray, Tilda Swinton.
Wow.
Chloe Sevigny.
How do you pronounce his name?
Oh my God. Are you French?
You and I both know French.
You do. You speak French.
How did I say it?
Sevigny.
Sevigny.
You can also say, what's the Doctor Who say all the time?
Allons-y.
There you go.
That was in something I was watching.
And did you freak out?
And I was like,
did you totally freak out?
That was amazing.
But hearing that at a New York restaurant, I was like, I know what they're saying.
You're so cultured. Oh, my God.
I'm like so cultured.
So
where do you... Okay, so of you've... we haven't seen the same ones yet. Where does this fall for you guys in the...
Anna, you first.
Of the ones I've seen, it's second to last.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay. How many have you seen?
I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4.5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need to finish The Irishman, but still that one, The Irishman's my lowest rated right now, just because...
You haven't finished it.
I haven't finished it. The first half I wasn't super into.
It's hard to get into, arguably.
It's not an exciting movie.
Interesting.
I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Because I saw it in one sitting.
So bottom would be The Irish. I was gonna finish it in one sitting, but then we were recording something
night. Well, I was sick that day, and I was like, well, I'll make myself sicker. I'll watch this.
Yeah. So for me, it's The Irishman at the bottom, then Marriage Story. Then Once Upon a Time.
Really?
And then Little Women, then Parasite.
All right.
That was hard to say.
Wow. I wasn't sure which way you were going to be your one and two.
Which, I mean, it's like by a hair.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
By like
same.
An eighth of a hair.
So dramatic. Joy.
How many have I seen? One, two. Oh, I've seen three. I've seen the least of everybody.
That's fine. You're busy.
So Marriage Story's at the bottom. No surprise there. And Little Women is number two. Yeah. And Parasite's number one. Number one. Definitely number one. 100%. I don't think I've ever seen a better film.
Please listen to our review, everyone.
Literally, go listen to it. And because we'll probably talk more about it Oscar night anyways. Obviously. I can't not talk about that movie. I want to watch it again.
Same.
I want to watch it again.
You saw it twice, didn't you?
Mm. Oh, yeah, you did. I want to watch it again so I can catch more shit. Same. I just don't know that I've ever seen a film.
We need to take our brothers.
That nothing is wrong with it.
Perfect.
I don't think I found anything wrong with it.
No.
And like production value was great. The cinematography was great. The acting was amazing. The directing was amazing.
The set design.
It's the fucking best fucking picture, bitch.
I'm super bummed they didn't get any acting noms.
Same.
So I have a note here on my thing. Oh, but it's over there.
Oh, yeah. Let me get this for you.
Paper?
Yeah. No. Oh, shit. Phil.
Not that one. The other one. Just okay,
careful. They're a little third.
Okay. So I did a little research. I did a little Anna. Last time a movie won Best Picture without any acting nominations was Slumdog Millionaire in 2008.
Which is a farce because Dev Patel should have been nominated.
I mean, he was eventually.
Yeah, I know, but he should have
also the guy who hosted the Millionaire Show was also great. So there you go. There's a little,
yeah.
What about you, Crystal? What's your lineup right now?
Okay. So I have seen, hold on, let me. My limits here. I have seen four. At the bottom, is Marriage Story.
Damn.
Then, oh, maybe it's The Irishman. I don't know. That's hard. They're gonna fight. They're gonna fight for the bottom. And then, three is Little Women, and one is Parasite.
So we absolutely are not friends for no reason whatsoever.
I know, almost like we have the same taste.
Right?
Ew.
Like we have like good taste.
And we kind of do.
We do, bitch.
I've read about Parasite is like everyone who's seen it loves it, but not enough people have seen it. So that's like really weird to me.
I'm like really scared. I want to be hopeful. And I want to say that it's going to get it, but I don't want to be unrealistic and think that it's
going to pull what Roma did.
And yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think so too.
But also like part of me is like, no, they did it last year. They can't do it again.
So then who's going to win the foreign film then? Because there's no other film.
Ooh, what else is nominated for foreign film?
Let me look at my little notes here. Foreign film. Sorry. No.
It's nominated for foreign film, right?
No, I'm saying it won't win both. So like if it wins Best Picture, it can't win foreign film because they can't give it.
Oh, international feature film.
Oh, I forgot they changed the name of it.
Pain and Glory.
Oh, you know what? Maybe. Because that's the only other one they've been talking about.
Also, like, I'm really surprised because of all the stuff that like at every film festival, Portrait of a Lady on Fire had the most positive reviews, and it's not on here.
It was not even on the short list.
Which is
not nuts, even on the short list.
Nuts, bitch.
That's crazy.
I'm literally still considering flying to New York early.
Because that's because Pain and Glory, Portrait of a Lady on Fire, and Parasite were the only three international films I have been hearing mm-hmm. this. For the most part,
award season. Yeah,
I've been hearing about them, and Portrait was not even on the short list. That's crazy.
That's awful. Because I know that film is good. I just know it. I know it in my bones that it's going to be amazing.
You made me you sound like that New York GIF. I just know it.
I just know it. I just. Fuck Beyonce. I just know it's gonna be good, and I'm gonna end up not going anywhere because I don't have the time to do it, and I'm gonna watch it on Valentine's Day and live my best life. I'm gonna ascend. It's gonna be amazing. I'm fucking excited. I'm so excited. So anyways, this is Marriage Story.
So another thing too, I guess, do you want me to say that the Scarlett Johansson actress thing? So again,
we can save that for the other one,
for Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, we'll talk about her later.
All right, so yeah, that's Marriage Story.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but yes,
the double nominee in the list.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We'll save it. That's fine.
Because I'll be the second one. Any other thoughts about Marriage Stories?
Yeah, basic. That's what this should be called.
We should put that GIF.
I think we've talked about when it when you enough. Post it.
Yeah, it's been talked enough. Anyway.
How many hours of this has we had already?
I don't know. This program doesn't tell me time.
Time is a construct.
Time is
time. Bear me, Jeremy. Jeremy, bear me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, that was Marriage Story.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Wait. So you said, Anna, that you were going to give us trivia for each episode.
Fuck.
Is it in the notebook?
No, but they're at home. Okay, it's fine.
It's okay. The next one, we'll do double trivia, and I'm fucking excited.
Hold on. Fun fact.
Okay, go.
I can do a fun fact. Let me just verify it.
It's okay.
I believe Charlie Chaplin.
I'm interested. How does this connect?
Was nominated for an Oscar in 1970-something.
What? Really?
Because the rule, which we learned about. Sorry, I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. Give me 2 seconds.
Here.
Do we have the rights to that?
Oh, shit. Never mind. Beep, boop, boop, bop. Beep, beep, boop, boop, bop.
No, let's do this anyway. Like, they don't care. Jeopardy's like, we have thoughts. What?
We have like one listener.
It's the girls from CYC.
Yeah.
We love you, girls.
It's Fry Papita.
You're OB fans. Our parents will leave us listen to this.
Yeah. I don't want them to listen to this.
Honestly. Actually, I don't care. My mom did, and she was like, she made a face. And oh, I was like, God. Mom, let's not.
Okay, just details aren't important.
Love you, Mom.
Charlie Chaplin had a movie come out in like the 20s or 30s, but it wasn't nominated for an Oscar until the 70s because of the rule that it has to show in an LA theater for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, because we learned about that last year with Roma.
Yeah.
And the new streaming... But he had a movie being nominated like 40 years later.
That's holy nuts.
Isn't that crazy? Wow.
All right. So now I need someone to do that.
You said he won?
Or was he just nominated? That's what I don't know.
That's still amazing, though. I'll look at that
when I get home. And then another trivia. I remember the first one in the stack.
The stack. Oh, God.
I'm so excited.
Which Best Picture winner?
Oh, hell.
When you fix for inflation has made the most money?
Gone with the Wind.
Avatar.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. Really?
Because that movie made some bank.
Really? And I had no idea. Girl,
that's why they don't adjust for inflation on the results now, because no one would win. Because Gone with the Wind blows everybody away. Like,
really?
It ascended to Jesus.
I'm going to need this list. I'm going to look at that.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I watch a lot of like box office things, so that's how I know that. Oh my God, I got it right.
Good.
Sorry.
Did you get a prize?
No. Cookies. Show me
cookies. I brought cookies.
Hell yeah.
I brought cookies, and I think I'm going to order food
the best.
So you can get fries or something if you want.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right. So thanks for listening. We love you.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.
Peace. Bye.